I have moved many times in the course of my life, moving into college and out of college, from apartment to apartment, from townhouse to townhouse. And inevitably, there was one time that I had to move all of my stuff. Now, at the time, it only consisted of some boxes and a bed, but there was still no way I was going to get everything I owned from one apartment into another without having a friend or somebody else to help shoulder the load. There was no way that I was going to be able to carry the heaviest of boxes unless there was two of us to carry them. There was no way I was going to carry the heavy bed frame without having somebody else to get on the other end and able to hoof it up the stairs. The small couch that I had, there was no way I was going to have to put it on my shoulders and hoof it up two flights of stairs, going around one of those crazy turns, turn it all the way around, and just do it by myself. There was a moment and an opportunity when I needed somebody else to help shoulder the load, to put on one end, them, myself on the other, in order that I might carry all of my stuff when I had to move. Perhaps then, with this idea of having somebody helping to shoulder the load, begins to explain what is going on in our text this morning from the Gospel of Mark. Namely, specifically, why is Jesus in a river confessing sins when he has none? If you go into the water confessing what you do wrong, why is he going into the water if he has no sins of his own to confess? Why did he need to go out and see John and repent when he never needed to repent in the first place? Perhaps it's this idea of Jesus shouldering our loads. Just as I had a friend get on the other end of my couch, what if Jesus was getting on the other end of us, helping to shoulder our load, to carry the things and the weights that we needed to carry? The text says that Jesus leaves Nazareth to go to John in the Jordan. Well, why? Why did Jesus leave home to begin his calling? Because you and I need to leave our homes to begin our callings. And so Jesus is helping to shoulder and to carry our load. We are told that Jesus goes into the water to be baptized and confess his sins. Well, he's not confessing his sins. He's confessing mine. Helping to shoulder and to carry my load of confession. Jesus is repenting. That's why John baptized him, a baptism of repentance. Why did he need to repent? Because he's helping to carry our repentance. My friends, if you've ever tried to confess your sins, you know how hard it is. Inevitably, because you can't remember every single thing that you have done. And quite frankly, you probably, like, if you're anything like me, want to admit that you did that. It's very difficult, tremendously difficult, to admit that you are wrong and that you need to repent and turn around, that you need to change your whole way of life. You've been wrong from the beginning. And yet that is the very thing Jesus is doing, carrying our burden of repentance, carrying our burden of confession, doing for us and with us the things we were unable to do by ourselves. Perhaps that explains why Jesus is in a river that you and I should be in. Confessing sins he ain't got because he's confessing ours. Repenting when he doesn't need to repent because he's getting on the end of our couch and helping to shoulder and to carry our loads, the weights that you and I must carry. Do you and I not need help to confess our sins? One, to admit we have any, and two, to bring out into the light all of the things we shudder and hide in the dark places of our worlds, And yet there is Jesus in the water confessing the things we are terribly afraid of. Think of how difficult it is to turn around, to change our lives, to walk the walk and talk the talk. Even the best and the greatest of us, the Mother Teresa's of this world, still need Jesus' help to shoulder the load of repenting. Think of how difficult it is to answer God's call, not a career, but a calling, a difficult calling that will ultimately end us like Jesus ended. Is it no wonder then that that is a weight too heavy for us to carry as ministers, as elders, as deacons, as laity, as teachers, as human beings? And yet we are told that Jesus left Nazareth in order to embrace God's calling. Not because he had to do it, but because he was helping us to carry our callings, of leaving behind our hometowns, not that we might have careers, but that you and I might answer the calling that God has given to us. Not because he had to do it, but because he's helping you and me to carry our callings. And perhaps the most difficult piece of us being human beings is that Jesus is in the water in complete submission to God. Yeah, I said it. Jesus is in submission to God. How profoundly un-American is that? In submission? Are you kidding me? That's like rolling over and saying, "Uncle." And yet Jesus is in the water saying, "Not what I want, God, but what you want." If you're anything like me, forget about submitting to God, because we submit to no one. We ourselves are gods. We submit to no one. Hence the slogan of our country when we were revolting, "Don't tread on me." And yet Jesus is in the water doing the very thing you and I will never do, and that is yielding to God, helping to carry our burden, carrying our load. And there are times it's all on his shoulders, because my shoulders will never do it. And we are told that when Jesus does this, the heavens are ripped and torn open. And God, in spirit and in voice, says, "This is my beloved Son, and this is what makes me happy." Not fighting God, but yielding to God. Not fighting our calling, but yielding to our calling. Confessing sins, repenting, those are the things that makes God happy. The problem is, those things don't make us happy. Perhaps that is why Jesus had to carry that load, to shoulder that burden, to put what we needed to do upon his back and to carry it, because you and I never would. And that is what makes Jesus truly Son of God and Son of Man, because for Jesus it wasn't about him, it was only ever about God. So my friends, clearly we have got much to learn. much to learn in the confessing department. Yeah, all those things we hide under the bed, in the dark closet, in the basement, in the attic. Jesus has already brought them into the light. Why shouldn't we? Jesus has already repented, turning away from the world and turned back to God. If he's already shouldered that load, then maybe we can at long last repent, turn away from all of the world's ways, and at long last start to seek and put our mind upon godly ways. Jesus left Nazareth to embrace his calling. That means we can leave our Nazareth to embrace our calling. And we might find that God has equipped us with everything necessary for that calling, baptizing us with Holy Spirit, with power, with might and mercy and love and everything necessary for us to fulfill our calling. But it also means that most importantly, because of Jesus, you and I can submit to tap out, to roll over, to say, not what I want, God, but what you want. Even if it be for me to drink the cup of poison, to sell all that I have and follow you, to offer mercy and forgiveness for those that ain't asking for it. Even if it means, oh God, a cross. Not what I want, but what you want, oh God. My friends, this is the load that Jesus carried and shouldered for us. Maybe it's at long last our time for us to start carrying our portion of that weight, to fulfill our callings, that we might repent, that we might confess our sins, and ultimately that we might yield in faith, that we might not be a people that's about us, but all of this really is to be about God. You see, that is the good news and the bad. It ain't about you. It ain't about you. It's about God. In fact, it's always been about God. It's about you not getting what you want, about your failures, about your successes. It ain't about your fortunes, your possessions, your reputations. It ain't about the windows or the carpets. It certainly ain't about my robes or my stole or my education or my well speech, if I have any. You see, all of this has always been about God. About how God created out of nothing. About how God loved us to create us, to redeem us, to sanctify us. It ain't about our slights. It ain't about who's wronged us. It ain't about who's not getting their way, who's crabby, who's critical, who's smart, who's got the truth. It's always been about God. And in order for us to be like that, Jesus must carry the load. Because we don't want to be that. Confessing our sins, repenting to God, we sure as heck don't want to submit to God. Perhaps then that is why Jesus did it. And perhaps that is why Jesus is still doing it. For sinners like me, who will never learn to do it for ourselves. My friends, this is the good news, that there is one who will baptize us with Holy Spirit to carry the burden, to shoulder the load, who will help us do what we cannot and will not do for ourselves. And that is why there was a baby in a manger. There was a young man leaving his hometown, not to start a career, but to start his calling, That's why Jesus is in the water. That's why Jesus is confessing and repenting. That is why Jesus is living. That is why Jesus died, to carry our load. So perhaps it's at long last time that we become followers and disciples of him, and to help carry the load for ourselves, and help to carry that load, that cross, with and through Jesus Christ. My friends, the good news and the bad news, it's not about you. It's about God. Now is the moment we make this world about God and not about us. May God be given the glory and the honor and the praises and the might of his people this day and forever and ever.